The Boise State Public Radio app. News, music, and more.
Idaho Matters.
Morning Edition.
All things considered.
The Connector.
And more.
And more.
You can take us wherever you go and stay connected. Without it, you're missing out. Download it free.
You can also communicate using the Talk to Us tab.
The Boise State Public Radio app.
You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. First responders are on the front lines of trauma. They are truly the first to be on the scene of an emergency. Think a car accident, think a drowning, shootings. They see the worst of the worst. And because of that, it is important that EMS technicians and other first responders are on the cutting edge of technology. Joining me live in studio to talk more about this are St. Alphonsus trauma surgeon, Dr. Brittany Hill, and Steve Boyinger, Deputy Chief of Ada County Paramedics. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So talk to me, Steve, very quickly about a first responder and a paramedic's job.
Well, it is a special job that they have, and we're really excited to be here and want to thank you for having us in. This week is EMS week nationwide, and so we don't often take the time out to talk about what a difficult job it is. It's a special person who can do that job. You show up for your shift, and you don't know if you're going to be bored all day and watch TV or have some of the most difficult experiences of your life. And so you have to be ready for both. And it's a rare individual that can pull that off over time and just keep showing up day after day like the people who work in this industry.
And what's interesting to me is then all of the things that you have to know, one of them being where to transport a patient, right? Because not every patient needs a certain level of care, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Essentially, you know, we're very lucky in this valley to have two hospital systems that we work with quite closely. And it turns out in the Treasure Valley, for most of the calls, people have a preference for which hospital system they've used historically. You know, when I grew up here, it was which hospital you were born in. That's where you tended to go your entire life. But now as we have new people move into the valley, they, you know, they tend to have a preference. It really is on the calls that we call a time-sensitive emergency, that hospital destination tends to be the most important. Because of the nature of those calls and the information that the hospitals need from us ahead of time, those are the calls where it may just depend on what happened or what's the matter with you as to which hospital would be the most appropriate.
And Dr. Hill, I wanted to talk to you about that because St. Alphonsus is a level two trauma center. So for people that may not understand that terminology, what does that mean exactly?
So being a trauma center is designated by a set of guidelines, both by the state of Idaho as well as the American College of Surgeons. And what that means is that we have an entire team ready to go. And so for a level two trauma center, our operating room has in-house in-house personnel. We have anesthesia. And for our highest level of activations, the trauma surgeon, the operating room, charge nurse, et cetera, are in the trauma bay when those patients arrive, which really cuts down on the time to the life-saving interventions.
And then also, speaking of that, is how you work so closely with each other, how doctors work with paramedics even before the patients arrive at the hospital, yes?
Yes. Our pre-hospital personnel, our first responders, are a vital part of everything that we do. We can't do our job without them doing their job. And so their communication to us prior to the patient's arrival allows us to be prepared somewhat for what is going to come through the doors. You can never predict how a patient is going to arrive, but by telling us that we have a very significantly injured trauma patient who has low blood pressure, I am activating a certain set of protocols, including a massive transfusion protocol to have blood available and to be prepared for the interventions we may need to undertake.
And then, Steve, you mentioned this, but talk to me a little bit more about what this Idaho time sensitivity emergency system is and why it is so critical for patients.
We've been very lucky. I started here 20 years ago, and at that point, basically, we had a statewide trauma system. So for trauma, we've always had a really specific set of criteria for the patient and which patient we can take to which hospital. But in the last 6 or 7 years, the state and the state EMS division have done a really good job in terms of just certifying not only trauma statewide, but also strokes and essentially heart attacks for a real systemic approach so that we know which hospitals have the capabilities to take care of those patients. And for trauma patients, it's St. Alphonsus. If it's a significant trauma, it doesn't matter where you are in the valley, you're going to end up at St. Alphonsus because they have the staffing. And our crews in the field have a set of protocols that very clearly steer them towards that hospital for those kinds of patients. And so they're working as early as possible to notify the hospital of that incoming trauma patient. But now in the last few years, we've added strokes and heart attacks to that kind of system where there's a system in place that our providers can get them the information that they need to properly triage those patients and get them definitive care quicker.
Because it really could save a life.
Absolutely.
I know that might sound trite, but I mean, it is the case, especially or at least in, let's say, the case of a stroke, could the after effects of a stroke may not be as bad. Correct, Dr. Hill?
Correct. So the time to presentation, and I'm biased towards trauma because that's my specialty, but we have what we call the golden hour of trauma. And so after a patient is injured during that first hour is critical. In some areas of Idaho, it becomes the golden 6 hours just because of the time it takes to extricate patients and to get them to our facility. But really, time is absolutely critical, and intervening sooner for trauma, heart attacks, and strokes definitely improves survival as well as their functional outcomes.
Well, I want to thank both of you for coming in today. And I also want to thank you for the work that you do, because especially with it being EMS week, sometimes people don't remember all of the work that you do every day, and you as well, Dr. Hill. So thank you both very much.
Thank you. And I would like to add to that that as a trauma surgeon, always appreciative of our EMS providers, and happy EMS week.
Well, thank you both. We're happy to be here.
And my guest today, Steve Boyens, your Deputy Chief of the Ada County Paramedics, and St. Alphonsus Trauma Surgeon, Dr. Brittany Hill. Again, thank you so much. And as always, thank you to all of you for listening and being a part of Idaho Matters. My producer, Samantha Wright, and Richard Copeland. Our associate producer is Hannah Gardosky. I'm Gemma Gaudette. It's Monday, a little bit rainy, but, you know, it's still a Monday. I'm Gemma Gaudette, as I said, and we'll see you back here tomorrow. This is the Idaho Matters podcast. I'm Gemma Gaudette.